Hello, the first international passenger plane since the end of the US-led evacuation of Afghanistan has just left Kabul airport. The Qatar Airways charter flight is carrying dozens of foreign nationals to the Qatari capital, Doha. From there, passengers will continue to their final destinations. Qatari technical teams have been working to make Kabul airport fully functional again. They say it is 90% operational and expect a gradual reopening. Charlotte Bellis has more from Kabul.
The first commercial international flight has now taken off from Kabul airport, the first time that this has happened since the Taliban took over Kabul in mid-August. People, 169 people in fact, departed on this Boeing 777 on their way to Doha before flying on to various countries. All of them had foreign passports or visas allowing them to enter these other nations. They came through the international terminal here behind me, the first time it has been opened since the Taliban took over, and it was a very normal process. They came through, they got tickets, although they were handwritten tickets, and then they moved through immigration, they showed their passports, they went through security, and then they were bused to the flight. Now, there's been a lot of work that has gone on to get the airport to the point that it is now. Local staff that were working at the airport prior to the Taliban takeover, working alongside Qatari technicians, technical staff, and then also there have been some Taliban surveying, but less hands-on. And there has been a lot of cleanup. A lot of the equipment was broken. They had to work on everything from getting the air traffic control equipment running to lighting down the runway to the radar system to cleaning inside the international terminal that was very damaged. So a lot of that has happened. They say that they're at about 90% of what it was prior to the Taliban takeover, which means that little things like they can't take off planes at night, but for the most part, we are seeing commercial flights operating, not just domestically, but now also internationally.